So maybe you got a great idea for a business and you want to start selling your products or services online. Maybe you're an established business owner looking for new customers, or maybe you're interested in starting a personal website. No matter who you are, GoDaddy wants to help you succeed online. Right now, GoDaddy is offering a .com domain for just $1.49. It's go time. Start your website today. Visit GoDaddy.com and enter promo code Alonzo149 to get your $1.49.com. Some limitations apply. See website for details. Hi, this is Alonzo Bowden. I want to welcome you to episode 96 of my podcast, Who's Paying Attention? I want to apologize in advance. The sound may be a little bit funky. I'm recording it on my iPhone at a hotel room in Bermuda. Yeah, I know life is tough, right? I'm doing Just for Last Bermuda, but you may hear some background noise because there are kids running through the hallways. There are kids playing in the pool. I know it's a tough gig. Listen, my January is a beautiful thing. I spend a weekend in Bermuda doing this festival. I go on a smooth jazz cruise for a week. I go to Chicago, freeze my ass off, but tape an episode of Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, which I love. And then I do a jazz cruise. So January, good month for me. So anyway, that's the logistics of it. Let's get right into it. This week was the horrible terrorist attack against the French news magazine Aoui Hebdo, spelled Charlie Hebdo and pronounced poorly by me. I apologize for that. But it and free speech were attacked by two Muslim terrorists who came in, killed the editor, the cartoonist, members of the editorial staff, and the two police who were protecting them, protecting the building. Actually, one was assigned at the building because of prior threats, because Aoui Hebdo, Charlie Hebdo, the magazine, they do some controversial stuff, and they have political and religious cartoons, and these guys didn't like it, and these terrorists felt the proper response was death, which is absolute insanity and tragic and horrible. But the French authorities handled it well. They found them in 2 days. The guys barricaded themselves into a building. The French authorities got them and killed them. They, of course, claim they're going to be martyrs and blah, blah, blah. But they were caught. There were two other terrorists who took hostages in a Jewish market, and one of them was killed. Unfortunately, four hostages were killed in all of this, but the other one got away, but I'm sure will be caught. And they were trained by Al-Qaeda in Yemen. They were being watched. They somehow, I don't know, escaped the watch list. I can't get into all of that. That's a news story. You've probably heard the details or seen the story over and over. What I loved was the response of the world's cartoonists, who basically let them know that the pen is mightier than a sword. And my favorite cartoon was one where a pencil was shot into two pieces, and the two pieces were both sharpened to become two pencils. And that was it. That's the gist of the response. So I admire that. Of course, there's always going to be trolls. So the one that really annoyed me, Bill Donahue, who's head of the Catholic League, which I hate saying that because it's an insult to good Catholics and real Catholics. This guy is just another guy using religion for power in his bully pulpit or whatever. But he said the cartoonist, quote, obscene portrayal of religious figures represents, quote, an abuse of freedom. You know, of course, completely ignoring the fact that the First Amendment to the Constitution allows freedom of all speech, not just speech that Bill approves of. And he basically said that they brought this on themselves and they deserve it. And you know what, Bill? Fuck you. All right. And I know I don't usually get that raw in my podcast. Not that that's raw. You guys have heard that word before. But really, you couldn't be more wrong, but you do this because it appeals to your base or something. I don't even know. I'm not even going to get into it. There's a few others who said that, and the hell with them. Every one of them, they just the fact that they're allowed to say that, it is means free speech exists. Free speech, you know, I will quote him again, my friend Vinks, brilliant singer-songwriter. I love the quote, "Ain't freedom free to be dumb?" Yes, it is, Bill. You're allowed. I'll tell you one thing that, and this is just, you know, as all the things in this podcast are my opinion, it is getting more and more difficult for me to go along with the thing of Islam being a peaceful religion, et cetera, et cetera. Now, listen, I think it is a peaceful religion. I think millions, billions even of Muslims around the country practice Islam in the way it was meant to be, you know, what religions are, a source of inspiration, a source of comfort, a social thing, whatever it is, they believe it, and that's fine. But more and more, these terrorists, these extremists, I think that this is a situation that Islam's going to have to police their own. And if they really want to prove to the world that this is not their tenet or whatever, they're going to have to infiltrate these groups themselves. Look, let's be honest. The Western world can't infiltrate these terrorist groups. The Western world doesn't understand all of the cultures involved. But the Muslim world can. They can infiltrate these groups. They can do what they can to stop it, because more and more it's looking like, and now the right wing doesn't kill people, so I'm not making an exact comparison, but it's like this right wing Republican thing where they look at the racist, sexism, homophobic people within their party, and they look on them with a wink and a nod. You know, it's like the saying, look, not all Republicans are racist, but all racists are Republican. And they know it, and they appeal to it, like this guy who went to the new majority whip, Scalise, whatever his name is, who went and spoke to a white supremacist group years ago, and no one has condemned him for it. You know, I just, again, purely my opinion, but I think the Muslim religion needs to police itself, because you can't have these things keep happening and then say, well, we're a peaceful religion. You can't have Saudi Arabia right now just lock the guy up for 10 years and sentenced him to 1,000 lashes. And it's a horrible thing. And it's an inhuman and inhumane treatment. And they need to acknowledge it and clean it up themselves. That's my opinion, you know. I'm not going to keep going on, you know, I don't think you need me to tell you that terrorism is a horrible thing and difficult to solve, but the French did handle this well, so I admire them for that. Now, in a way, I'm going to move on, and in a way, it's not moving on, because I am really getting tired of the same old thing, and I'm looking at a headline to an editorial right now, and it says, too much campaigning, comma, not enough governing. And it says the OBA and PLP need to stop viewing parliamentary sessions as de facto campaign rallies, intending to fire up their bases and blame each other for problems. So that is the Bermuda newspaper. Yeah, the two political parties in Bermuda, does this sound familiar at all? Using their parliamentary sessions, or congressional sessions as we call them, to fire up their base and to blame each other for their problems. So maybe it's not just our Congress is an inept organization. Maybe it's politicians. Maybe it's just how they operate. Something in the DNA. I really don't know, but I couldn't help but notice that their problems are our problems. Same old thing. But you know, maybe something's changed, because maybe the Republicans that have now taken over the Senate do have mysterious and magical powers, because 2 days after the new Senate, new Congress is sworn in, Mitch McConnell, the new Senate Majority Leader, took credit for the economic recovery that, yeah, you heard me. He took credit for the economic recovery that didn't exist prior to them. He said that the Republicans taking over has basically fueled an engine for recovery or some bullshit. It was ridiculous. It was stupid. Listen, this is the recovery that they claimed didn't exist in November when they were running for election and wanted, and they won. They won the Senate and they kept the House, but they claimed there was no economic recovery, even though every economic indicator showed recovery, from stock market to increased economic activity in sales, into job numbers being up, or unemployment being down, job creation, on and on and on. Everything looked better. They had nothing. It didn't exist until the second day after they're sworn in January. Everything's better, and we did it. Now, you know why they can do this? Because the Democrats didn't do it. You know why? Because the Democrats didn't take credit for the economic recovery going into the midterm elections. That would have been a good time. Sure, now the leader of the Democratic Party, he posts on Twitter, which I am so disgusted that our politics are handled on Twitter. Good for the guy who created Twitter, but bad for the rest of us. But his post after McConnell took credit for the recovery was, ha, 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 ha. Really? Who's really laughing, my friend? Who's really laughing? I'm going to go ahead and say the Republicans are laughing because they run the Senate now. And just to tell you how bad the Democrats are at this game of politics, I read an article that says 100 ultra-wealthy donors have taken over the political system. In the 2014 election cycle, the 100 largest donors gave almost as much money as the 4.75 million people who gave $200 or less. So basically, remember when Barack Obama first ran in 08 and it was like a grassroots thing and people were donating, I can give $10, I can give $20, I can give $50, whatever, and it was enough to get him elected? Well, not anymore. The 100 largest donors matched the donations of 4.75 million people. Now, who do you think the politicians are going to listen to? But here's the interesting thing. We always talk about the Republicans and the Koch brothers and the Republican PACs and blah, blah, blah. Well, here it is. 52 of the top 100 donors, Democrats. The number one donor, Tom Steyer, a Democrat who chipped in $74 million. So the Democrats are spending more and getting less. The Democrats don't know how to fight. They don't know how to win an election. The Republicans, the Koch brothers, look, like them or dislike them, hate them if you want to, but these guys take over and they got North Carolina. They literally financed the North Carolinian congressional and legislative races and got their people in to change North Carolina. They got Mia Love elected. They got a Haitian woman from Brooklyn elected to Congress in Utah as a Mormon. That's amazing. That's amazing. That's amazing. They were able to do that. We're not even going to get into how they control the school books coming out of Texas, et cetera, et cetera. So, you know, knock the Koch brothers all you want. At least they get their money's worth when they buy politicians and pay for elections and so on and so forth. And this is why when somebody says, you know, 10, 20 years ago, if you said, I don't vote because it doesn't matter, I'd argue with you this or that. Now, if that's your feeling, okay, I can't argue with you because money talks. And there's 100 people, and we hear about it all the time, about Barack Obama going to a fundraiser at some rich movie star's house in Hollywood, or all the Republican candidates have to go see the casino owner in Vegas and just basically beg them to help. Yeah, that's where the money is, and that's where the power is. And at least Democrats, you're spending your money, at least learn to fight. You're spending the money, why don't you win? The economic recovery, why didn't you take credit for it? Remember the midterm elections? You couldn't find a Democrat that admitted he knew Barack Obama. and even heard the who? Barack? What? No, I didn't vote. I don't even know him. Who's he? Yeah, right. Another great headline. The unbearable whiteness of Congress. This is just funny to me. The 114th Congress, the new Congress, 80% white, 80% male, 92% Christian. Ah, nothing like diversity. That is a diverse crowd. At least it would be in 1922. No sense going over it. White males got mad and they took over. And these committee heads or these old men and geez, it's going to be a long few years. But, let's see. 20% of Americans identify as atheist, agnostic, or not being affiliated with any religion. And Congress is 92% Christian. So who do you think's going to win on that deal? I'm not even going to get into how ridiculous this actually is. Now, Barack Obama, you know, I admire the man because he keeps trying. Not only does he keep trying, let me correct, he keeps doing. You know that? He keeps doing. He got the health care plan done, Obamacare. He's got the economy moving again in the right direction. He's got unemployment down and stock market up and so on, in spite of all opposition. And now he's trying again. He's tried this before. He's trying to help education. And what he's saying is that he wants the federal government to pay for community college so that community college, two-year colleges, become more like high school, like you can just go. And the federal government would pay 75%. The states would pay 25%. It's a great program. It's a brilliant idea. It'll never happen. It won't happen because Congress has to approve spending that money. And you know Congress is not going to approve spending money on college when it could be spent on a prison. Oh, man, such short-sighted, horrible governing, but that's how it works, and that's how it's going to go. It's a great plan, and if you look at the dividends 5, 10, 20 years down the line, how can people being more educated be a bad thing? How can community, and this program, you know, this program's going on in places. It was inspired by initiatives in Tennessee and Chicago. Okay, strange bedfellows, Tennessee and Chicago. Tennessee supporting education and Barack Obama on board, or Tennessee on board. Tennessee and Barack Obama agreeing on anything. Listen, this is two groups that won't agree that water is wet. You understand? Tennessee and Obama, those words just simply don't go together. But somehow they've agreed on this education initiative. But I'm not sure. I could be wrong. Don't think I'm wrong on this one, but I could be wrong. But somehow I think when Barack Obama goes and says, hey, we need money to pay for kids to go to college, I just can't see Congress getting on board. It might derail the economic recovery that they created after 2 days. So we'll see where it goes. Another brilliant idea. Not even brilliant. It's a common sense idea. It's not even brilliant. It's common sense that we, the so-called number one nation in the world, however you want to put it, should pay to educate our kids. Yeah, that's not brilliant. That's not earth-shattering. It's common sense. Will it be done? I'm giving it two chances, slim and none. But we'll see. I was talking earlier about Texas school books, and I love Texas because there's just some crazy shit going on down in Texas. But now, apparently, even Mother Nature's going crazy in Texas. 26 earthquakes in Texas. 11 earthquakes in 2 days, and one registered a 3.6 in Irvin, Texas. Now, 3.6 to Californians, to us, that's nothing. I slap you harder than a 3.6. But a 3.6 is something you can feel. You can actually feel the ground move. And you better believe in Texas, they flipped out when that happened because that must be Jesus angry at them. Sorry, Texas, couldn't resist. I take cheap shots at you. You deserve it. Anyway, fracking Now here's where the disconnect comes, because this would be science, and we all know science doesn't exist. There is no global warming, and the Earth is flat. I don't know, but fracking seems to be, it's like you're waking up Mother Earth, and she ain't too happy about it. Basically, fracking, pumping water in, cracking the Earth's surface, getting gas and energy out. What could go wrong with that? What could go wrong with cracking the surface of the Earth to pull out the energy? Well, apparently these little quakes are going on, and some scientists, evil scientists, who are probably didn't even go to those 2 years of community college that Barack Obama said they should go to. You know how those scientists are with their just made up world. They're saying this fracking could be causing earthquakes. You know, this is the thing. I just think Earth, like Mother Earth, she don't play. Nature gets mad. Listen, I've said it before. I'll say it again. Humans run the Earth, ruin the planet, run the world. Yeah. Have you seen the aftermath of a tsunami or a hurricane or an earthquake? You're going to tell me we're more powerful than nature? And listen, I love cheap gas. I love cheap gasoline as much as the next guy. But if Earth decides gasoline ain't supposed to be that cheap and she's going to crack Texas in half to give us a lesson, well, that's going to be interesting. The only thing I can be sure of is if Texas breaks in half, they will blame it on Obama. Sure, they're not thanking him for cheap gas prices, but let Texas crack in half and gas go up to $15 a gallon, and you damn sure better believe that'll be Barack Obama's fault. Much as I hate to say it, I hope the big one doesn't hit until after 2016. Give the poor man a break. Now, in the ultimate hypocrisy, and I'm not even shocked. There's something about CEOs and pieces of shit. CEO and POS, sort of, they go together. So we have the CEO of ExxonMobil, which is located, the headquarters is located in Irving, Texas, where that 3.6 earthquake hit. Rex Tillerson, CEO of ExxonMobil, joined a lawsuit to prevent a water tower used in fracking from being built near his 83-acre horse ranch. Yeah. He's like, fracking? Not in my neighborhood, even though my company's doing it and making billions from it. Ultimate in hypocrisy. Well, maybe not the ultimate in hypocrisy. Maybe not the ultimate in comedy. How's this? Mitt Romney's looking at running in 2016, running for president again. And why the hell not, Mitt, considering that Barack Obama's achieved everything you promised, you know, stock market up over 18,000, unemployment below 6%. You remember making those promises, Mitt. So why not come back and take another shot? Good luck. Hey, listen, we got the black Mormon woman from Utah, the Haitian woman from Utah is in Congress. Maybe she can be your vice president. Maybe you can have a little Sarah Palin of your own. I'm sorry, that's a cheap shot. I think Mia Love is more qualified than Sarah Palin. But, you know, he's taking a look at it. So go for it then, Mitt. Take a shot. How about Mitt versus Jeb Bush in a primary with Governor Chris Christie? Wow, well, Chris Christie's caught up right now. Hard to be a Dallas Cowboy fan from New Jersey, especially when you're the governor and you've given a contract from the New Jersey Port Authority to Jerry Jones, owner of the Dallas Cowboys. Not saying that there's anything wrong there, just saying, imagine if Barack Obama was in the box of, I don't know, the Seattle Seahawks and just granted the owner of the Seahawks a big federal contract. Might be a bit of a problem, but he's evil. So anyway, that's about it. That's it from me. This one was fun. I enjoyed this one. There's a lot going on. But like I said, too much of the same old, but it's going to be fun watching this new Senate and the new Congress hate Barack Obama in the same old way. I predict not much gets done, maybe a few vetoes. And he hasn't vetoed much, but hopefully he'll start. Why not, Barack? You got nothing to lose. You got nothing to lose. Just say no. You've learned it from the Republicans. They did it well for a couple of years. As for me, my website is back, alonzoboden.com. Please check out the new website. Join the new website. Everything in one place. My schedule, my podcast, my links to everything I do is right there. We finally got it right. Big shout out to Erin Gigglechick, who put it together. Yeah, that's her nickname, Gigglechick. She works with a lot of us comics, and she does a great job. I'm going to see you out there when I get back on dry land. But this week, I'll be out on the Smooth Jazz Cruise. Thank you for listening. Love you guys. Stay funny.
If you like listening to comedy, try watching it on the internet. The folks behind the Sideshow Network have launched a new YouTube channel called Wait For It. It's got interviews with comedians like Reggie Watts, Todd Glass, Liza Schlesinger, I've been friends with her for 10 years, one of the funniest people out there, and I still have a hard time with the last name, Liza. Our very own Owen Benjamin, that's me, takes you on a musical journey down internet rabbit holes and much more. You don't have to wait any longer. Just go to youtube.com/waitforitcomedy. There's no need to wait for it anymore because it's here and it's funny. And I love you.